I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. IBM's chip-making plant in Essex Junction may soon have a new owner, but the outgoing company will still be on the hook for the contaminated groundwater it is leaving behind. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The groundwater sitting below IBM's massive campus in Essex Junction still bears the chemical stains of the plant's past. The offending compound is called TCE, short for tetrachloroethane. And back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, IBM used it by the truckload. David Mears is the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation, and he says TCE turned out to be toxic stuff.
It's the longer-term risks of exposure that are more significant, that even at low levels, some of these chemicals are found to pose carcinogenic risks.
But no one knew that back when IBM was using the solution to clean components used in the manufacture of its products. During the decades the company was using TCE, a good deal of it found its way into the ground, either through outright spills or through corroded piping. And by the time IBM and state and federal regulators identified the environmental threat, the damage had been done. Mears says the contamination had to be cleaned up.
There's a risk that if you don't pull up the groundwater, treat it, and remove the chemicals, that the chemicals will spread off-site. They'll either get into nearby streams, depending on the depth of it, or it may come up and what they use a term called volatilize, you know, go into the air and pose a risk to people in terms of breathing it.
2 decades ago, IBM inked a corrective action plan with the EPA, and it spent millions of dollars to install underground pumps that pull groundwater from below, remove the TCE, and deposit the treated water back into the earth. IBM has operated those pumps ever since they were installed in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and the company will continue to be responsible for the remediation in the future, even though it will no longer own the plant that contaminated the water. According to a company spokesman, IBM will retain responsibility for the remediation project even after it signs over ownership of the facility to GlobalFoundries. Mears says there are numerous contaminated sites underneath the facility, and he says some are nearly clean.
Some of them are more complex. The groundwater under the site, just because of the subsurface geology, is fairly complicated. So, yes, it may be decades before these things are completely done with their job.
Mears says IBM has done an admirable job with the cleanup work. He says he had yet to parse the terms of the deal between IBM and GlobalFoundries.
I look forward to working with them over the coming weeks to make sure that those transitions happen effectively.
Federal regulators still have to approve the proposed deal for the Essex Junction plant and another IBM facility in New York. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.